This is a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
And we are joined here now by Lycan to chat about a lovely new studio space. How are you doing?
Kia ora, Morena. I'm doing good.
Dope. And could you tell us, maybe before we get into talking about your new project, a little bit about your like background? Are you from Otipoti? What are you up to? Are you studying? Are you an artist, photographer?
Yeah, I'm Otipoti, Dunedin, born and raised.
Hell yeah.
And yeah, I'm studying media and film here at Otago. And yeah, I guess you could say I'm an aspiring director, both, into photography and filmmaking. But yeah, I'm trying to get on that creative directing buzz.
And
I've been working with local artists to shoot music videos and do bits around like promoting local music.
Cool.
Which is so fun and it means a lot to me.
I think that's probably like one of the coolest things about I guess photography and video and music is that like they just like go absolutely hand in hand. Like they're like some of the easiest ways to make people approach and like open themselves up to new music, new communities, even seeing what like their local communities in a different way and stuff. Like as soon as someone you know puts out a video, it's like, oh, hell yeah, let's see how that's done, who's making it, and it helps platform those people. And it's some of the only ways we even have funding in the country to like do collaborative stuff like that too. Like it's such a cool medium that's like quite tried and true.
Yeah, 100%. And definitely with the local crowd, everybody just, no matter what kind, if it's different kinds of music or whatever, everybody seems to kind of encourage and cheer on the other people in the community.
You got any like videos you've been into recently, and music videos from Aotearoa or local or
a big inspiration of mine is Connor Pritchard up in Tamaki Makaurau, and shout out everything Connor does. And big inspiration working with local artists.
And we were talking actually before about Mockatron as well, and his videos by Simon Ward are crazy. They're so good.
There's dope stuff happening out
And what can we'll talk about the space in a second, but what could you tell me about your kind of style or your approach to when you're creating video content or photography content, and I suppose in and around music to some extent, but also like as a separate thing too?
It's about creating feeling, and I think a lot of what I gravitate towards is creating like spaces or zones, or you know, in more of a technical sense, like a shot that is like very definitive of what it shows, but it's hard to say where it is. So for example, like when I'm shooting out on the street in Dunedin, I'm looking for scenes that aren't distinguishable. I'm not out there shooting in front of First Church very often. But I'm trying to shoot an alleyway where it could be anywhere, and I think that adds to it's not about being not proud that we're out here shooting in Dunedin, but I think it adds to what would you say, it's kind of like that shot translates to
a bunch of different languages, different worlds. And it's like not as much presumptions.
It's got a wider
scope and
a wider scope to it. Of recognition.
Hell yeah. And it is cool, like seeing how you can bring that out, like you said, in like Otipoti, but because it's so easy to like, you know, you can just see one little thing that suddenly makes you like, oh, that's bloody Dunedin. But like, you know, it is crazy when you manage to actually find those spots in your own city and stuff where you know everyone's walked past it 100 times, but you don't necessarily look at that tree or that like kind of decrepit little alleyway the right way. And so as soon as you put it in a photograph or a video, you're like, whoa, it's a whole different world.
For me that's what it's about. And there's a lot to still explore in a city that you've spent a lot of time in.
Yeah, 100% agree.
Just gotta get creative.
Cool. And now, let's go to the Art Space Found Studio. Can you tell us a little bit about this and how did it get started and what's it about?
Yeah, so Found Studio is a pop-up creative space welcoming all types of creatives and encouraging learning by doing and experimentation through the creative process. So the core mission is to reduce the barriers to making great photo and video content for those that have an idea but have little to no budget or resources. I'll keep going.
Cool, yeah,
so,
absolutely.
So yeah, I think getting creative shouldn't be about money.
Yeah, 100%.
A space where people can come and use great lights.
Yeah.
Use great lights backdrops and I plan to set up these a couple of kind of like curated set scenes
with
a bunch of lamps and cool vintage furniture to really create some moods.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think creating a cool space like that when people can just come and and make stuff, even if it's just shooting with their iPhone or shooting with a camera they've borrowed off a friend,
mm-hmm.
it's like, I think the main barrier is getting into a great space.
Yeah, and totally.
That usually comes down to money.
Yep.
So, if people can just get in there, collaborate, and we want to promote an outgoing approach to making content.
Cool, hell yeah! Oh, that's really really cool. And for like burgeoning kind of artists, photographers, videographers, and stuff, how can they find out about you or get in contact with you? And like what are you kind of hoping to get out of the sort of interactions with different members of the community and like artists who might have those barriers like money?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're working with Dunedin Dream Brokerage.
Cool.
Which is a trust who they're helping hugely to find the space, which by the way is 125 George Street near the Octagon. Basically all people need to do, we want to make that barrier as low as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So all people need to do is jump onto either the Dunedin Dream Brokerage website or the Instagram, which is by Lichen. Which is Lichen, and hit the form and just kind of submit a few words about your idea.
Yeah, cool.
Whether you need some help shooting this project, and how long it's going to take, roughly.
Yeah.
Nothing official. Send through a little form and... yeah, we'll see what we can do.
Cool. And so that could be like, hey, I'm taking a picture of my friend's music project. That could be, hey, I need to take a photo for some like uni work. Or that could be, hey, I want to try something out and like I've never been able to use a studio before, and just hit you guys up.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So a lot of the kind of responses to the form already have been people that are keen to promote their music.
Yeah.
Or, like shoot something with their group of musicians or something like that, which is awesome. I want to remind people that we're welcoming all types of creatives, or even if you don't consider yourself creative, you just got an idea.
Totally.
Let's experiment. Let's make it happen. So, come and shoot something for your weekend club.
Yeah, or, yeah,
or,
totally.
You know, your
yeah.
hobby group.
Good idea.
Or, come and promote your jewelry or your clothing business.
Yeah, yeah. Take some promo pictures for your Dungeons and Dragons game. Or
absolutely. Yeah, come on.
Yeah, let's hell do yeah. It. Cool. That sounds really really cool. And maybe could you tell me a bit about like what are some of the experiences that you've had, or you know, the other photographers and artists around you have had trying to find spaces? Because that's something that in music is the same in Otsipotsi, where it's quite hard to get those spaces, and there are like really cool organizations like the Dream Brokerage. People talked about them a lot to me recently, but they kind of exist because like Otsipotsi has so much space and potential, but there's just this kind of funny annoying tendency for like commercial spaces to kick other people out and complain about other people, or and maybe complain is I'm treating it in too much bad faith, but you know that like people especially like poorer people or working class people are like kind of, and students like pushed out of spaces. And is that something that you've found in this city, that like it's been a little bit of a hard thing, and you want to encourage like accessibility, and that's like a challenge for students and like burgeoning artists and stuff?
Yeah, I think there are welcoming spaces out there. There's just a disconnect between maybe who owns the building or
totally
who owns the studio or whatever that is, whether it's like a uni or a polytech studio.
Yeah,
you know, there are a couple of, there's some rules around use or whatever it is. So, yeah, I think just bridging that gap
is
kind of what this project is about.
Yeah.
And... I don't want people to feel like, oh, to make this, we've got to come to Lichen. But I'm not there to kind of vet anybody's ideas in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
More just creating a space that, people can come into and make whatever and bring almost whatever.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What would be your
make a mess?
Yeah, hell yeah, yeah. What would be your favorite thing that could happen there? Like your dream you could imagine.
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, I've been joking to my friends like, oh, I wish someone could ride like a pony through the door.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was biking into work this morning actually, and there was like a huge pile of like horse poo on the middle of the cycleway, and I was like, to some extent, it's a little bit annoying, but I reckon it's crack up. That's awesome. It's so cool that people actually walk cities, walk their horses through the city.
Bring the horses into the
Yeah, hell yeah. People need some shoots and some horses. And you always see shoots of horses outside too, so it'd be cool to see a shoot of a horse inside.
It would be.
It's a really good idea. It would
be. One day I'm going to make it to that. Yeah,
maybe bring like
maybe
a towel.
Maybe not in this studio. But yeah, I would love to see just a really wide range of stuff. So, and people getting creative with what we have in the studio, but yeah, maybe bring some fun props along. Yeah. I know we can't do a paddling pool. that would be super fun.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, just get something really, really creative going. And like, I'd love to see someone do like, something like, I don't know, a cooking
class. That's a good idea.
Something like that.
Yeah, totally.
Or, yeah, dance. I know for a fact we're going to have some dances in there.
Cool.
Especially with some cool lights.
Yeah.
Dope. That's going to make for some awesome video stuff. Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's been a pleasure to have you on and talk about it. I can't wait to see what ends up happening with the space. And definitely for the audience, you should totally reach out and have a think of what you can create. But have you got some more details about it? Or
I'll just tell you the dates.
Yeah, so, perfect.
We're kind of doing a pop-up for about 6 weeks, the 11th of May to the 21st of June.
Okay.
So there's plenty of time still to get your ideas in on that form, which is through the Instagram or the Dream Brokerage website. You can find that form. And starting on the 11th, we'll be in there, and hopefully we'll be enacting some of those ideas and getting those first people through.
Mm-hmm.
And on the 16th, which is the Saturday of that first week that we're open, we're going to have a little opening event, collab with our friends at 324 Central Market.
Cool.
And there'll be more info about that on the Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Cool.
That's the time frame for the space.
Yeah.
Found Studio. We'll see you there.
Cool. Go home, have a think this week, and then hit them up. It sounds like there's a good bit of time that you can squeeze in something cool. Yeah, really appreciate you coming on. Any last words for the people out there?
Get creative.
Hell yeah.
Support your local community.
Yeah, totally.
Shout out.
Cool.
Thanks for listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. There are heaps more at r1.co.nz.